Knowing ourselves well can be quite a challenge. Maybe friends label you an introvert, but you're absolutely certain you're an extrovert. And how much do those labels really mean? Can they help us figure out where we fit in at work and at home? Francesca Gino has done extensive research on introverts and extroverts and is a professor at the Harvard Business School, and she's with me. So, Professor, how important is it for us and those around us to understand whether we are introverts or extroverts?
It is, I think, interesting for people to know where they stand on this spectrum, since it might allow them to make sense of their behavior when they're in groups or when they're interacting with one another. So you might think that being silent or not being ready to offer ideas as your colleagues are doing at work, you might be wondering whether there is something wrong with you, and knowing that you're an introvert might help you make sense of that interaction or that experience a little bit better. So I think it's knowledge that can be helpful to us, but being stuck into categories and thinking that there is something wrong, that is the part that might not be helpful. So while it's helpful to know more about ourselves, since that might help us explain the behaviors that we have when we interact with others, is helpful. I think it's unhelpful making conclusions about the fact that one personality might be better than others.
Do business teams, do even relationships, either personal or business relationships, work better when we can tell how compatible people are in terms of whether they complement each other in terms of their strengths? And does this come into play as well with introverts and extroverts?
It's a complicated question to answer for the following reasons. First, in terms of the choosing. So oftentimes we don't realize that hanging out or having conversations or working on projects with people who do things a little bit differently is actually beneficial to us. So knowing that you're an introvert and I an extrovert might make me choose somebody else over you who's an introvert like I am, might be a reasonable strategy, if you will, or a reasonable choice. The data might speak to the contrary, in the sense that when there is diversity in a team interactions, for instance, that's when we get the benefit if we're able to leverage the differences in our own personality. So I think it's helpful to have the knowledge, but when the knowledge is driving choices that potentially are not good ones because we have our intuitions about what works and what doesn't, then problems might arise. Often our intuitions are not correct, unfortunately, when it comes to leveraging differences in the way we get work done or in the way we interact with one another.
Are more people sort of, I don't want to say stuck in the past, but we could phrase it that way. Are more people stuck in the past when it comes to defining so many things based on personality tests, in the essence of, well, maybe I need this number of introverts and this number of extroverts because introverts are going to act this way and extroverts are going to act this way, when in essence, maybe we're all sort of blends of both?
So I think we all walk around with strong beliefs about the world, but we also walk around with a lot of biases and systematic errors in the way we judge other people or in the way we believe successful interactions, what drives successful interactions. And so when it comes to a personality trait like introversion and extroversion, we all have the view that people who are successful in life are extroverted people. But if we actually looked at the data a little bit more carefully, we would see that that's not the whole story. So, for example, I have done some research with Wharton professor Adam Grant David Hoffman of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And what we find in our research is that introverted people can also be very successful even when they are in position of leadership. It all depends by the members who are around them. So in our research, what we found is that when leaders are extroverted, they lead teams to a high level of performance only if their team members are not very proactive. So they're people who are waiting from the leaders and they're ready to be told what to do. We often overvalue extroversions when in fact introverted people or introverted leaders have a lot to offer.
Well, extroverts are often the ones that make us laugh, that cut up a meeting, that have that outward energy, but that doesn't necessarily translate into better results, right?
Exactly. So a wonderful feature of effective interactions is people were able to listen and people were able to ask a lot of good questions. And oftentimes the people who do better at that are introverted people rather than extroverted ones.
When it comes down to all of this, how vital is self-awareness, or can too much self-awareness try to force ourselves to pick one or the other when it comes to this?
Self-awareness is really important because it tells us that there are certain behaviors that come naturally to us and there are certain behaviors that do not come naturally to us. And so they might require a different level of preparation as we interact with other people or work together with others to accomplish something. But awareness is only the first step in the sense that we can engage in behaviors that maybe don't come naturally to us, but we can engage in those behaviors effectively.
Francesca Gino is a professor of business administration at Harvard Business School.